From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, World War II veterans reunite at their old boot camp after almost seven decades. We'll start with one of several races heading to the state runoff election tomorrow. The first is Republican Pat Hardy's seat on the State Board of Education, which she's had for 11 years. Her challenger is Tea Party candidate Eric Maroom, who claims Hardy has worked too often with moderate members of the board. As KERA's Shelley Coffler reports, whoever wins will help decide what Texas students are taught about contraception and sex education.
65-year-old Pat Hardy of Fort Worth is campaigning on her 30 years of education experience as a social studies teacher and a curriculum strategist. She says she's been involved in education reform ever since campaigning for no pass, no play legislation in the 80s that required athletes to pass their classes before suiting up.
I know a lot about education policy. I know all the players in education.
I have the expertise, the knowledge, and the desire to do the job.
Hardy had 49% of the vote in the primary and nearly won the Republican nomination outright. She says a top priority, if reelected, would be the smooth implementation of a program requiring eighth graders to choose a subject area where they'll concentrate their studies. Hardy believes more school counselors are needed to help students make the right choices.
We just simply don't have enough counselors to do that job. And so do they do a few people well, or do they do all of them not a good job?
Hardy's 31-year-old opponent, Eric Maroom, is an operations manager at a concessions company and the father of two daughters, one of whom is homeschooled. He says his business background is needed.
So we need somebody who can really budget, have budget experience and money experience to deal with the permanent school fund. We need somebody that's going to protect it and build on it and work closely with the Land Commission's office in order to do that.
At a recent Republican forum, Maroom said he favors allowing schools to arm educators so they can be the first line of defense in the event of school violence. Maroom also stresses his Roman Catholic faith and believes schools should be able to display the Ten Commandments.
I'm for that, realizing that not every child is going to have a Christian background, I should say, but our country as a whole, we stem from the Judeo-Christian values.
Dan Quinn of the Texas Freedom Network says this election comes as the State Board of Education prepares to adopt standards that will determine how much students are taught about contraception and whether it's included in textbooks.
Right now, the standards require that students learn about condoms and other forms of birth control, but the health textbooks that are in classrooms right now are almost entirely abstinence only, not a shred of information about condoms or contraception, and that's alarming in a state with one of the highest teen birth rates in the nation.
Maroom, who fathered a child at 16, tells KERA he opposes teaching about contraception. He says the topic should be handled at home. Hardy says knowledge is power. She says contraception should be taught, with local districts deciding how that should be done. Shelley Coffler, KERA News.
The winner of this race faces Democrat Nancy Bean in the fall. Now to another runoff challenge on the national level. Rockwall's Ralph Hall is the oldest member ever of the U.S. House at 91. He faces the toughest challenge of his 34-year congressional career against former U.S. Attorney John Ratcliffe. Hall says he's running on his record of experience and success.
If they want to run against my birth certificate, I don't have any defense to that because it says 9-0 on it. And if they run against me, they'd come and see that I'm passing more legislation than I've passed in the last 5 years because I have a better opportunity to. I'm on committees that have access to success there. I'm pretty consistent. I vote not to increase taxes. I took a vow on that when I took it, and I've kept that vow.
Ratcliffe says Hall is a symbol of what's wrong in Washington.
Well, it's certainly his prerogative to run, but from my perspective, I'm running because he's not being an effective leader for the people of this district. I think that he falls into a class of politicians that have gone to Washington and stayed too long and made a lot of promises that they haven't kept. For the last 5 years, I've seen the GOP leadership get outworked, outsmarted, outmaneuvered, and beaten by Obama and the Democrats, and I'm just tired of it.
Find all of KERA's election coverage at keranews.org. World War II vets remembered their own today at a Memorial Day ceremony in Gainesville, where some went to boot camp nearly seven decades ago. KERA's Dwali Saikautel has the story.
Corporal Wallace E. Morgan is in a wheelchair, but he's not in it because of his age. As a prisoner of war for 9 months in Germany, he endured a most brutal winter.
I would never talk about it. Nobody knew that I'd been in the service. I was captured. I was wounded. Nothing.
He kept silent for half a century, not even sharing with his wife. A year after she died, he needed to see a dentist, but the hygienist, Janet, saw him first and pressed him for answers about his teeth and why his jaw was unusually damaged. He finally gave in.
I was beat up by a German, so she said, well, everything's going to be all right. So she cleaned my teeth and did that. And she said, tell me about the war. So I told her a few things. And the first thing you know, everything was... She gave me her telephone number.
The two have been married for 15 years. Morgan no longer keeps secrets from his family. He even took his second wife back to where he was captured in November 1944, east of the German-Belgian border.
And we went right through that area, and we sat there for a week. And it's fantastic. My voice is going, but anyway, it was a real nice. Everything was altogether different.
87-year-old Shirley Mulligan has been married for more than 6 decades to vet James Mulligan. He has a hard time talking about his combat days and takes pills each night to sleep. His unit, known as the Cactus Division, because of the men who joined from the Southwest, lost nearly 850 soldiers.
The day after they got to that over in Germany, there was 30 inches of snow. It was a bitter, bitter cold winter. You know, the survival of it, you think being cold, but having to dig a hole first in frozen ground, get yourself in there for the night, you know?
Shirley and her husband have been attending these annual get-togethers since the beginning.
We were at the very first one in 1965 in Lansing, Michigan. And this is the 49th. So I know all the war stories. I mean, it was so good to get together once a year with them, and we love one. They've all deceased except my husband and I.
Lucas Martin, who traveled from Delaware, says no one's left from his regiment. Among this crowd, he's known as the historian, collecting stories for the unit's album of remembrance.
It's important, I think, to continue building the legacy of the 103rd beyond me.
Zach Sigler helps, too. He's named after an uncle that died during World War II, and for the last decade, he's been putting online as many things as he can find related to the Cactus Division.
My generation, and I'm in my 60s, my generation has no idea what those guys went through. When they came home, they just, well, I did it because it needed to be done. Truly the greatest generation.
Sigler says, go home, learn about your family's history, learn from those still living before it's too late. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.
To see pictures of some of these veterans and to learn more about the 103rd Infantry Division, visit keranews.org. For what's left of this Memorial Day, cloudy skies, a 60% chance for showers tonight with a low near 69. Tomorrow should be cloudy, a 70% chance for storms with highs in the upper 70s. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance rain with a low near 67. It's currently 79 degrees in Dallas, 81 in Fort Worth, 72 in Tyler, and 82 in Wichita Falls. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.